This is episode 994. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I welcome you today as you continue exploring our theme for this week. We always explore a particular theme all week long, and in this week, we're exploring how to cultivate rituals and habits that you need that will make a big difference in your life. And this is part 6 of this 7-part week-long series. And in today's episode, you're going to be guided using a meditation technique to help you focus. So today's technique will be a technique you can use when you start to feel as though you're losing your motivation for continuing with this ritual or habit you want to create. And so this is a technique that will help you focus. You'll also discover a way to not take yourself so seriously as you go about the series. Sometimes meditation can be a little heavy and you can start to feel as though you're just taking yourself maybe a little too seriously. And I think it's so important not to feel intimidated by your own meditation ritual. Now, this might seem odd, but a lot of people that I work with or that are new to meditation, they tell me that they feel a little foolish sitting down to meditate because they feel like they just don't know what to do, or they're not doing something right and they'll just never get the hang of it, or they'll feel like they're just not at a time in their life where they can really sit down to meditate because there's so much going on and they feel like everything kind of needs to be so perfect when they create a meditation ritual. Well, I don't want you to feel that way. And so that's why I always build into every series a way for you to relax and have fun, to enjoy yourself. And we customize that to the theme as well. So we always explore a theme in depth. Well, our theme this week, as I mentioned, is all about creating habits and rituals that are going to make a difference in your life. So whatever you've been focusing on throughout this week's series, or even if you're just joining us and this is your first episode in the series, that is perfect as well. You can start in on any episode you want. The series don't follow any kind of sequence. So we are, though, at episode 6, so we're nearing the end of this series. And so it's time to lighten up and have fun. So the way that you'll have fun is to do something habitually fun every week. So if you could build in fun where you're just enjoying yourself, not even necessarily anything that you have to go out and organize, just something light and accessible where you can enjoy yourself. That might even be sitting down to watch a movie that makes you laugh, or to read a book that is really enjoyable to you, or to read a magazine that you don't often have time to flip through. That could be your fun. But if you build in fun each week and create a habit of doing this, you could even do a mini ritual each and every day. That would be fantastic. But if you could even at least do this every week, that is something for you to look forward to and to start to regularly enjoy your life. And when you do this consciously, you'll find you enjoy your meditation ritual so much more. I like to do this on a Friday. I start every series for myself on a Sunday. So if you follow me in sequence, you always start a brand new series on a Sunday. Well, for you, having fun might not fall on a Friday. Maybe you're a little wiped out at the end of a week, and Friday you just don't have the energy to go out and have fun. So maybe for you, that's Saturday. For myself, it's always a Friday. And so if you think about a way for you to habitually have fun, this can be a great way to end your week or even to start your week, depending on what's right for you. So create a way to have fun every week and start to look forward to this. Now, I also share with you every single episode 6, an herb. And the reason I share an herb with you is because the herbs can benefit you in a similar way as do the meditation techniques. And so many people feel like, oh, I'm not really sure how to use the herbs. And so I just kind of continue to drink regular tea from the Camellia sinensis plant. Well, there are hundreds of herbs out there, so why not explore those herbs? And herbs can be customized so specifically to help you in the way you need it. But I will say that it's also important to make sure that the herb is actually the right herb for you, meaning that if you take medications, you want to make sure that the herb doesn't interfere with that, or especially if you're pregnant or nursing, and you really want to be careful when you give herbs to children. So always check with a physician when in doubt, and always make sure that the herb isn't going to harm you in any way. That being said, don't be afraid of the herbs, because as I mentioned, the herbs can benefit you in many ways. So the herb I recommend for this week's series, as you explore how to create habits and rituals that support you, is an herb that you're likely not so familiar with. And that is the herb motherwort. Now, motherwort is an herb that you may need to order online, unless you're at a really good health food store. You might be able to find it there. But one of the reasons why I recommend motherwort to you is because this is a tea that calms your mind and body while still allowing you to focus. So some calming herbs can make you so calm that you might feel sleepy, or you kind of lose your zest, your energy. Well, motherwort calms your mind and body, but still allows you to focus and be alert. And another thing that motherwort does for you is it helps to improve your circulation. And this is so important because heart disease is the number one cause of death for men and women in the United States where I live, but also it's a major health concern all over the world. So when you have great circulation, this is very good for your heart. And a very happy heart, of course, helps to promote good circulation. So maybe consider trying motherwort, as long as this is a great herb for you. Now, how about settling yourself in and getting ready for the meditation technique today? Now, I should introduce myself. I'm Mary Meckley, and I share a different meditation technique every single day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme. And I do this so that you can explore a particular topic or quality in depth, so you can really master it and weave it into your life. And the best way to do that is through repetition. So when you focus on one thing for a whole week, experimenting with different techniques, this is a fantastic way to help you really acquire that quality. So focusing on good habits and rituals for yourself this week, you may have notice that you're doing pretty well with some of the habits and rituals you've selected. Well, the meditation technique that I'll share with you today is to help you focus. So, as you are seated in your own meditation, or you might be getting ready to sleep, or you might be out walking around doing your errands, you can still do the techniques. You can take them off your meditation cushion and into your busy days. So for the technique, it's a technique layering a couple of the techniques we've explored throughout this week's series. So I like to show you how to layer those into a meditation for yourself. So if we start with the affirmation as you're seated, you could mentally or out loud, engaging your voice, repeat, "I embrace the day. I embrace the day. Whatever comes my way, I embrace the day." So opening yourself up to whatever challenges or opportunities come your way and embracing it. And as you settle yourself in more, you could do the mudra, which we do with our hands. It's similar to yoga. In your hands, it's often referred to. And that is, as your hands are on your lap with your palms upward, just take your thumb and touch it to your middle finger. And then fold your little finger and ring finger into your hands, just into your palm, and then just kind of stretch out your index finger. So you're touching your middle finger to your thumb, folding in your ring and your middle or your little finger and your ring finger down into your palm. And then your index finger is just stretching outward naturally, not in a forced way. And when you hold this mudra, you can hold it for as long as you feel comfortable doing so. This helps to open you up, and it also helps you to focus. It's great for clearing bronchial passageways, your respiratory system. So if you suffer from asthma or a cold, like I have this week, this is a great mudra to do. So you could focus on repeating the affirmation, "I embrace the day," holding the mudra. And then one more technique I'll share. Inhale through your nose, mentally focusing on peace. Inhale peace, spreading peace throughout your entire body as you inhale. And then as you exhale, send calm throughout your entire body, feeling the stillness. So inhale peace, where you're engaged, you're dynamic, you're bringing in your breath, circulating it throughout your entire body, oxygenating your body. And when it feels right, you're exhaling and you're being calm, letting go of tension, simply being, going into the stillness, calm on the exhale. And this should lead you into your own inner stillness as you meditate. Do these techniques and go into your own meditation. If you'd like to be guided in a full 30-minute meditation, you can find that at my website at sipandom.com, sipandom.com. There you'll find over 900 guided meditations waiting for you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.